USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No president or administration has done more in the first 3.5 years than the Trump administration.
President Trump back on the rally circuit for the first time in months, telling supporters in Tulsa last night.
5 months from now, we're going to defeat Sleepy Joe Biden.
He also spoke about the violence that's grown out of recent protests of police brutality and to the growing number of cases where Confederate monuments are being destroyed or removed.
The unhinged left-wing mob is trying to vandalize our history, desecrate our monuments, our beautiful monuments.
The turnout of Trump supporters inside was several thousand below the anticipated 19,000, and predicted widespread protests of the president's Tulsa visit also never materialized, many blaming the concerns about coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working 2 different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
After initially indicating he would not go quietly, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman has decided he will step down from the post after all. His deputy Audrey Strauss to become the acting U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. Berman has raised the administration's ire because he's been investigating a number of President Trump's allies. Attorney General Bill Barr sending Berman a letter late yesterday saying that the president's decided to fire him after he announced he wouldn't step down at least until the Senate confirmed a replacement. However, President Trump told reporters as he left the White House for Tulsa yesterday he wasn't involved in Berman's firing. Major League ball players holding off a vote on the owner's latest proposal for a shortened season. The union is waiting for coronavirus test results after several recent outbreaks at spring training facilities, which required them to shut down for deep cleaning. Owners presented a 60-game season plan. A vote was supposed to have happened today by the players. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new law making Juneteenth a national holiday is being considered by the House. And USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
An unprecedented number of U.S. companies are now giving employees off for Juneteenth, raising the hopes that the day commemorating the end of slavery could someday become a true national holiday. The momentum could hinge, however, on what the country's largest employer, the federal government, does in joining the trend. This date, June 19th, is not yet a federal holiday, and many non-black Americans have only recently become aware of the day. More than 460 major companies, including Nike, Twitter, and Lyft, have committed to observing Juneteenth, with the majority offering a paid day off, according to Hella Creative, a group of black creative professionals in the San Francisco Bay Area that launched an initiative to galvanize support for making the day an official holiday.
The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act moves to the House next week. The bill is named after the black man who died at the hands of police in Minneapolis, but some members of the House Oversight Committee say reforming policing will require more than just legislation. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley.
Racism is not simply a point of view. It is not a point of view or the actions of a few bad apples. It is as structural as the marble pillars of this institution.
In a virtual hearing, she says the bill that will come before the House is a good start. The Senate has a separate police reform bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.